Let us start from Daf Yudches Amad Aleph. The Gemara is asking, how do we know? How did Rabbi Yossi know? Rabbi Yossi held, we had till now, that Rabbi Yossi went b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Kiva had said, that what it says, kol oichel ashe yeochel ashe yovel of mayim yitmo yitamo. So Rabbi Yossi held the same drosh applies by mashke, b'chol mashke she yishose b'chol kli yitma yitama. And that is how Rabbi Yossi knew that mashke na matama oichle. And last week we learned the cheshbon, how he knew that it is not matama mashke. Fregt the Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom, 7 lines from the bottom, ve'ema letame yesakele. It says Yitma Yitama, so maybe these mashkin that were Mekabel Tume from the Keli, that was Mekabel Tume from the Sheretz, maybe they're able to be Metame Keli. So the Gemara answered, V'lav Kal V'chaimo, it's a Kal V'chaimo, U'mak Li Shemetame Mashke. Madoch, this Keli, this Kli Sheretz, that was Metame the Mashke, ain metame keili, cannot be metame keilim. Thus we have a drosh, kol ha-shabesoicha yitmo, whatever is in the klicheres is tomei, and then the posuk specifies. What does that mean? Whatever is in the klicheres, mikol ha-oichol, mikol mashke. That a klicheres, that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz, that means this klicheres is a rishayim. So this klicheres is only bekoyach to be metama oichlon umashkin. So umakli, so madoch this kli, she metame mashke, that is metame this mashke, ein metame keili. So the keili is not bekoyach to be metame another keili. Mashkin, haboin machmas keili. So the mashkin which are makabel tume from this keili, ein neidin shelo yetamu es hakeili. Savadi gevis, the yitame, the yitmo yitama, that the posik is speaking about, cannot mean that these mashkin are metame kalim, because it can't be better than the keli that was metame it, which is not bekoyachti metame kalim, koshkin, the mashkin, which were mekabel tume from this keli. So the Gemara asks further, good, so I know now that a mashkin, that is mekabel tume from a keli, that was mekabel tume from a sheretz, is not bekoyach to be metama keli. Ve'ema. But let us say, kiloi metamu mashkin. When can't a mashkin be metama a keli? Haboi machmas keli. That is dafka mashkin that became tome through a keli, that was mekabel tume from a sheretz. That mashkin cannot be metame keili. Avo mashkin haboi machma sheretz. But how do I know? If a sheretz was metame the mashkin, perhaps ochinami the metamu, perhaps this mashkin can be metame keili. From here, you don't have, I lost the kal v'chaima. I don't have a kal v'chaima anymore. And for the Gemara, Mashkin haboi machma sheretz miksivi. Do you have a posik at all that if mashkin were that mashkin can be mekabel tume from a sheretz? How do you know a sheretz can be metame mashkin? So the only way we can know that a sheretz is metame mashkin is v'lav mikal v'chayme kosi. We'll learn out this din that a sheretz can be metame mashkin from a kal v'chayme. What is the kal v'chayma? Uma mashkin haboy machmas keili metamin madoch. If a sheretz was metame a keili, so the keili is able to be metame the mashkin. So mashkin haboy machmas sheretz like kolshkeit. So if the sheretz itself was metame the mashkin, avadi givis, the sheretz should be bekoyach if the sheretz is bekoyach to be metama keili, that's bekoyach to be metama mashkin, avada gives the sheretz alone should be bekoyach to be metama the mashkin. So the whole mekoyach that I have that mashkin are able to be mekabel tume from a sheretz, is from that what I know, that mashkin are able to mekabel tume from a keli that was mekabel tume from a sheretz. Is daye lovi min adin liyaiskin nodoim. So memele, I say daye. That means that since the whole mekoyel of the kabbalah's tume of mashkin from a sheretz, is from mashkin that was mekabel tumah from a keli that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz. So just like you can mekabel tumah from a keli, avada gevissa can be mekabel tumah from a sheretz. So there I have a yesod of dayoy that the double chomor cannot be more chomor than the malamek. So since the malamek alone is not bekoyach to be metame kelim, that we learned out from the kal v'chomer from the keli alone. So who adin mashkin shekiblu tumim min hasheretz are also not bekoyach to be metame kelim. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ema yitma de seifa letame yesakelim. Maybe that what it says in the seifa v'chol mashke sheyishase v'chol kli yitma. Maybe that's coming to tell us letame yesakelim. Vamaikom harav yoisi lekelim toim. Uma keli. So the Gemara says, no, this mashke zikhe cannot be metame kelim. Uma keli shetime yasa mashke ze. Ma doch de keli that was metame the mashke. Lo yulcha letame yasa keli. Cannot be metame the keli. Kedom alakamon kela sher besoicha yitma. Whatever's in the klicheres is tome. Mikol ha'oichel, oichlin u'mashkin mitame me'avek li'cheres. An oichlin u'mashkin is mekabel tume me'avek li'cheres. Ve'en keili mitame me'avek li'cheres. So the melis of the keili, which is mitame the mashkin, is not because to be mitame keili. Is mashkin eilu, so these mashkin sheboin machmas keili, that their whole kabbalah's tume is from the keili, and it isn't that they can be mitame keili. So the Gemara asks, fine, but the aim a kilo metamo mashkin, when can a mashkin be metama keli? If it's haboy machmas keli, if their whole kabbalah's tume, the whole source of tume was that they were mekabel tume from the keli, the bahai kalvochaymo then avkalon. So then we have a limut from this kalvochaymo. The ain mashke metame keli. Is hani mili mashkin haboy machmas keli. Abu Mashkin Shinogu Besheret, so that I don't have a Kalvachoyma Yitamu Uhu. Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Mashkin Aboy Machmasheret Miksivi Bieraisa. Do you have a posik that Mashkin is Bekoyach to me Mekabel Tume from a Sheret? Mi Mashkin Machmas Kaili Udiyosa, the whole Mekoyal we have, that mashkin are able to be mekabel tume from a sheretz is from that they're able to mekabel tume from a keli that was mekabel tume from a sheretz. V'kivin d'minayu hu d'yalfi. So since the whole mekoyel, the whole melame originates from mashkin haboy machmas keli haboy machmas sheretz, is daye le mashkin shenogu b'sheretz. Haboy min hadin. We're learning that from the kal v'chomer, the mashkin shenogu bekeili. That I'm saying that this should be equivalent to mashkin hanoim bekeili. Li yiskin odoim. Ma'elu ein metamin keili. Just like mashkin haboy machmas keili. Ein metamin keili. Af elu ein metamin keili. Let us first learn the Gemara. We'll have a little picture of the Gemara. And we'll see what, if we'll be able to go back to Taishas. So the Gemara says further as follows. Yitma de Reisha Eichi Dorish. We have the, it says in the Pasuk, Mikol ha'oichel asheyeyochel asheyovel of maim yitma. Kalamashka sheyishosa b'chol kli yitma. So the volume of the yitma of the Sefer, that the Yitma of the Sefer means that the Mashke is Metama Oichlim, and the Mashke is not Metama Kelim. Tret the Gemara, Yitma de Reisha Heichi Dorish. How do we learn Pshat in the Yitma de Reisha? Rabbi Kiva, the Tashans, Yitma Yitana. Mikol ha'oichel asher yeyochel asher yovi olav maim yitmo yitamei letamei es hamashke. That the oichel that is mekabel tume from the keli is metame mashke. So the Gemara asks, ata oime letame es hamashke. So you're saying that the oichel is only bekech to be metame mashke. Oy ein oy elo letame es hakeli. Maybe an oichel can be metame keli. Amrit kal v'chaim. So the Gemara says, no, an oichel cannot be metame keli, a kal v'chaim. Uma mashke shemetama oichel. Ma doch a mashke shemetama oichel. Ein oy metame keli. The Gemara is making a kal v'chaim. Ma doch a mashke that is metame oichel. So, mitad echad, a mashke has a chaymer over an oichel. That a mashke is metama an oichel. Ein ei metama keili, it is not metama keili. We just learned that. Is oichel she ein metama oichel, an oichel that cannot be metama an oichel. Ein ei din shalo yetame keili. Omani mekayim yitma, which means yetame. L'tame yes ha-mashkin, shein alulim l'kabel tum. So, memele, if I have now yitmo yitame, it can't come to, it doesn't mean to say that's metame kelim, because I have a kabel chayim, madach mashkin can be metame kelim, is oichlim, oh, about the gibbets can't be metame kelim. It can't be metame oichlim, because we have a limud ein oichl metame oichl. So that what it says yitme yitame means it's metame mashke. That the oichel abo min hakeli abo min hasheretz is metame mashke. And now the braise says another knaich. Why is it metame mashke? Shein alulim lekabel tum. Because mashke is alul lekabel tum. It's susceptible to be mekabel tum. And that's why the oichel is metame the mashke. Rekte Gemore, my irye mashkin mishum da alulin lekabel tumet. Why do you have to say the reason that mashkin, that the reason that an oichel is metame mashkin mishum da alulin lekabel tumet? Tepik lei mishum deleke midi achini. Rekte Gemore, out the process of elimination, it has to mean this. If the posik says that an oichel is metame something, it can't be an oichel, an oichel metame oichel. It can't be a keli, a kavachayma from a mashkin. So a kochach, it has to be a mashkin, that the oichel is metame mashkin. So why do you have to give a kneich, mishim alulim lekabotum? Achika, v'chiteima oichel chomo, v'metame mashkin. So m'chay the Gemara means to say as follows. How did you prove to me that a oichel cannot be metame a keli? You made a kal b'chaima from mashke. Ma doch mashke. That is metame an oichel is not metame a keli. An oichel that is not metame an oichel is about the gewiss metame, is not metame a keli. So you proved to me that an oichel is killed in a mashke. A mashke can be metame an oichel, and an oichel can't be metame an oichel. So memele, if an oichel is killed from a mashke, so a vada gives it has to have all the kulis of the dover achoma mimenu. So if a mashke can be metame a keili, a vada gives an oichel can be metame a keili. So the Gemara says, there's a svara fakert also. In a certain aspect we see that an oichel is more chomo than a mashke. V'chiteima oichel chomo v'metame mashke. Nitmayelikli. So memele, that means even though you see in one halacha, in one aspect, mashken is more chomo than oichlin, but in another aspect we see that oichlin are more chomo than mashken. An oichel can be metama mashkin, and a mashkin can be metama mashkin. So therefore, then you can make a kal v'chaima. The whole gedder of a kal v'chomer is that the dover hakal has to have all the kulis of the chomer. But if I see in one place that this dover kal is in one place more chomer than the chomer, so we see that this has certain chumras and this has certain chumras. So then by a new chumra, I don't know already what the din is. I can't create a kal v'chomer already because I see that l'gabi other things an oichel is more chomer than a mashke. An oichel is chumras over a mashke. A mashke is chumras over an oichel, but you can't make a kal v'chomer anymore. V'chi teima oichel chomer l'metame mashke is therefore nitmai l'keili. So you can't learn out from mashkin, that just like mashkin is not metame keili, an oichel also should be metame keili. So the Gemara says, ahu, that's what an oichel is metame a mashkin. That is not because an oichel is more chomer than a mashkin. Al chomre de mashkin hu. The mishum de mashkin alulun lekabotum. It's not mitoich the chomer of an oichel. It is mitoich the kilos of a mashkin. A mashkin is very susceptible to mekabotum. Mishum de mashkin alulun lekabotum. That's why an oichel is metama a mashkin. Now, before we see Rashi, the Tosfos asks a meiridike kasha in pshat, and Tosfos blabs by a tema. Just let's see the fourth Tosfos umahu. Umay ali luson shemekablin tume beloy hechsha. So the Gemara wanted to say first. The shakla of the time of the Gemara was as follows. First, the Gemara wanted to tie in that be'emesin an oichel has a chaymer over a mashke, that a mashke can be metama mashke, and an oichel can be metama mashke. Now the Gemara says, no, that's not the lomdus. No way a mashke is metama, no way an oichel is metama mashke, because a mashke is olu lekabel tumme. Not mitoich chumrei the oichel, no mitoich the kula of mashke. Teim olari, dakati loy havi kal v'chaymer. So what is the Gemara means to say? So since I'm telling you that the reason an oichel is metama mashke is not because of the chomer of oichel, so memeilo, so then I'm back to where we were in the beginning, that the emeson amashkin is more chomer than an oichel. That what an oichel is metama mashkin, that's because that's the kula of mashkin, not because the chomer of oichel. With all these cheshbonos, kol ze achnis bekal v'chaimah, frekt doch Tosfos. You have a cheshbon that's the lomdus. Oh, but with all this lomdus, a mashkin cannot be metama mashkin. Dali luson leimahanilu lekabel tumim imashkin. So we see that an oichel is more chomer. So Tosfos blabs by a tema. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi yitma dereshe gabi oichel eichi dorish le Rabbi Kiva. How does Rabbi Kiva darshan this yitma yitame? So the Gemara says that Yitma Yitame means that the Oichel is Metame Mashke. So the Gemara asked, maybe the Oichel is Metame Akeli. The Gemara says, I have a Kal V'chaima. Mashke Shemetame Oichel. Kidam Morin Lael, Eine Metame Keli, Kidam Morin. Is Oichel, Shein Metame Oichel, Dein Tumoise Ki Yitze Boim. Ain't they din that it can't be metama keili. So here the Gemara proved that an oichel cannot be metama keili from a kal v'chomer from mashke. So v'hu adin, so Rashi says the Gemara could have proven it in a poshut oifel. The motzi l'meimi nami kal v'chomer mineu be. You don't have to go to mashke. You can make the same kal v'chomer the Gemara said before by mashke. Kedamor and Gabi Mashke, the name Mahochi. Umakli shemetames oichel azeh. How could this oichel be metame keili? Madoch de keili. That was a metame this oichel. Eine metame keili is not because it's metame keili. Oichel shebo machmas keili. So l'chayre, we have a poshet to kal v'chayme. Emphat Rashi, ela mishum dohoda mitztarech leile meime kedelel. But we won't stop over here. V'eime, the Gemara's going to say, eime hani mili oichel abo machmas keili. Good. An oichel that came to me from a keili. That became to me from a sheret. That oichel can be metama keili. Avol oichel abo machmas sheret letame keili. Like the Gemara asked before by Mashkin. So memele, so therefore, so the Gemara either way, v'neich le'lamel v'mashke, dekim nebu de'loishna nogu b'sheretz, loishna nitnu min ha'keli, lo'y metam ha'keli. So therefore, the Gemara really is wants to ask right away, maybe an oichel that is mekabel tumme from ha'sheretz, maybe that oichel could be metam ha'kelim. So therefore the Gemara says, we learn out from a mashke that's mekabel tumme from a sheretz, that's not metam ha'kelim. And a mashke is more chomer than an oichel, because a mashke can be metam ha'noichel, and an oichel can't be metam ha'noichel. So memela from that, we know that an oichel can't be metam ha'kelim. V'chitei ma oichel chomer mi mashke, de'ilu mashke, ein metam ha'mashke. Ve'ilu oichel kamret metame mashke, hilka. So if I say that an oichel is more chomer than a mashke, is av agav dein mashke metame keili, ye oichel metame keili. So the Gemara said, no, ahu da kimna hai yitame da oichel letame mashke, chumr da mashke ni da lulin lekabel tume. It is not mitoich the chaymer of oichlem, it's mitoich the kula of mashkin, that mashkin are olo lekabel tume. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, we had, this was Rashi's girsa on Alamed Aleph, that it says, by mikol oichel, ashe yeyochel, ashe yovel of maim yitmo, mechol mashke, ashe yishose, bechol kli yitmo. So the Gemara says, from this yitmo we learn out the ein oise ki yoytsebo. That sai oichlin and sai mashkin are not oisen ki yoytsebo. Because, afilo according to Rabbi Kiva, this is interesante drosha that Rashi has. I mean, the darshan epis, the kri and the ksiv. The ksiv is a loshin yitame. The Kri is a lotion that it is alone to me. So we darshin that legabi minoi, it is alone to me, bene oiseki yoitse boy. Legabi eine minoi, it's metama achere. Yitma, so from this yitma we darshin den oiseki yoitse bo. Frek de gemore mehoche nafke, why do we learn out this halacha? From here, mehosam nafke. I have another limut. The pasuk says, "Bechiyuta an mayim al zera." These two psukim are speaking about that a sheretz fell into klicheres. The klicheres is metame da oichlim and mashken hanimtzoyim besaycha. There it says yitma. In fact, I have another drosh. "Bechiyuta an mayim al zera." The nofal minivlosam olov tomei hu. So there's a miut. So we dash him from this miyut, hu tomei, fein oise ki yaitse bei tomei. That hu tomei oise tume ki yaitse, but that an oichel cannot be metame ki yaitse bei. So from there we see the klal, that ein oise ki yaitse bei. So the Gemara says, chad be mashkin haboi mach masheretz. One pasuk is speaking about mashkin haboi mach masheretz. Okay, this is lechayre, the Gemara chaps on Mashkin, Oichlin would have been better. Rashi says, Mashkin, the Pasuk is speaking about Oichlin, really. Chiyuta mayam al zera, benofel nivlosam, all of that speaking about Oichlin, aboy mach masheret, the Gemara says Mashkin. Vechad be Mashkin, aboy mach maskeli. And the other Pasuk of Yitmo, v'chol mashka, she yishosa, v'chol kli Yitmo, speaking about Mashkin, aboy mach maskeli. So I have two psukim to tell me in both cases ein tuma oise ki yoitze boi. But zriche. Di ashmine be mashkin aboi mach maskeili. If I would only have the posik yitma, so I would say mishim doloi chamiri. Because this is not so chomo. This mashkin was mekabel tuma from a keili, that was mekabel tuma from a sheretz. Avo b'mashkin haboy machmash eretz tachamiri. But mashkin that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz which is more chomer, eima oise tumah ki yaitse bo. So therefore I need the posik tomei hu, who tomei vein oise tumah ki yaitse bo, afilu by mashkin haboy machmash eretz, that it is only, it is not oise ki yaitse bo. Fragt die Gemara, will ich mir ihnen maschken aboi mach mascheret. So let, I should have the posik of who Tomei, Tomei who, let it say that posik by maschken aboi mach mascheret, vacholschke maschken aboi mach maskeili. So the Gemara says, milse de osje bekal vachoymer, torach bekosab loko. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Yitma den oisei ki yoitzei bo. Kloima. Hashte doshinin yitma yitame. Now that we darshin yitma yitame, like Rabbi Akiva, vayde karinin betavayu yitma, but the kri is yitma, lelam doch miyut, de ein metame ki yoitzei bo, ki gein oichol oichol o mashke mashke. By Darshan Yitame, so why didn't the Pasuk write Yitame? So Kochel, that the Kri comes to be Mamayit. That in Kiyotze Boy, it's Yitma, it's not Yitame. So the Gemara asked, I have another Miyut. Who Miyute? Vo'ichel de Chavose, come Mamayit. Tomei who? So Chad Lemute, Mashkin, Aboy, Mach Masher. Fekta Chashi, Afal Gavad Lexivi, Baikro, Mashkin. This Pasuk is not speaking about that the Mashkin were Makabo Tumen. The chiyutan mayim al zera v'nofam nivlosam olov, the mashma afilu shenogebem sheretz lacha shenigvu. The pasuk does not mean that the sheretz fell on the mayim. There was once the oichel, the zera was mekabel hechsher, and later after it was menugiv, also the sheretz fell on it. So the pasuk isn't speaking about mashkin. So Rashi is miu goli bo oichel. Okay, good, but the pasuk is speaking about oichel. For who are din le mashke. That's why the Gemara chapt on mashke. V'chad be mashke na boi mach maskeili, ahu yit medolel aili be boi mach maskeili. Yeah. Om alei ravine le ravashi. For om a rove loi rab yoisi sova ke rabbe kive, vo loi rabbe kive sova ke rab yoisi. Now, the Gemara is asking Akash as follows. We had said, Rabbi Yossi is the Tanna that holds that Mashkin is Metame Acherem. So Reish Lakish said, how did Rabbi Yossi know that Mashkin is Metame Acherem? So Reish Lakish said, Omar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi Beshitis Rabbi Kivai Rabbi Omro, the Doresh Yitma Yitame. So he also was Doresh Yitma Yitame. So the limud was as follows, just like Rabbi Kiva on the first half of the pasuk, because oichel asher yeyochel asher yovei olav mayim yitma yitame, that a kikir sheini is oisa shlishi. So Rabbi Yosi darshan the second half of the pasuk, because mashke she yishosa bechol kli yitma yitame, that a mashke is also metame. Then we figured out that it means that the mashke is metame oichel. But this only works if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva, that we darshan yitma yitam. In fact, the Gemara, we have a big problem over here. Omalei Ravina Ravashi, bo Omar Rove, Rove had said, we'll see why soon. Loi Rabbi Yossi sovek Rabbi Kiva, loi Rabbi Kiva sovek Rabbi Yossi. So memele, if that is so, so that means Rabbi Yossi does not darshan yitma yitame. He doesn't darshan yitma yitame. We'll see soon why. But Al Kaponim, he doesn't darshan yitma yitame. So if he doesn't darshan yitma yitame, so how does Rabbi Yossi know that Amashkin came in metame anoichel min ha-teire? He doesn't know the Rabbi Kiva's drosh. That's the kash. We'll soon figure out how Rava knew this. But Rava said this. He does not darshan yitma yitame. Omalei. So he answered him, you are right. Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro v'lei loy svira loy. So the Gemara comes and says, that what Rabbi Yossi said before, and after Zvov, that an oichel can be, a mashke can be metama an oichel, he meant according to Rabbi Kiva. The Tashans Yitmo Yitama. By Oichel Mikol Oichel Asheyochel Asheyovol of Mayim Yitmo. So there he Tashans Yitmo Yitama. So Rabbi Yossi said, according to Rabbi Kiva, so we'll also Tashim Mikol Mashka Sheyeshosa Bechotle Yitmo Yitama. That Mashkin will be Metam Oichel. Rabbi Yossi only said this according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi Beshitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omre. He said it Beshitas Rabbi Kiva. Vilei, lei svirelei. But he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't dashen yitmo yitame. So we'll see soon, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mashkin cannot be metame acherim in Atayr. But let's go a little further in the Gemara to see how we know that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, and that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Omalei Rav Ashi le Rav Kahane. Bishloime Rabbi Yossi leisove lo ke Rabbi Kiva. That I know that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Minayim Levi Bekoidesh Shehu Posel. How do I know that Koidesh goes down to a Revi? So Rabbi Yossi made a Kal Vachomer V'dinhu. Uma Mechusa Kippurim. Shemuter betrume. Amechusa kipurim, which is muter to eat trume, a yodis, for example. After Herev Shemes, so she's allowed to eat trume. Posel bekoidish. So amechusa kipurim is also, but it's posel bekoidish. Tashmu wants to bring a girse from the tesefte, posel bekoidish. So madach amechusa kipurim, pasels koidish. Even though Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter Betrume, Shlishi Sheposel Betrume, so if I have Trume that is a Shlishi, this Pasel Betrume. So this Shlishi is more Chomor than the Mechusa Kippurim. This Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter Betrume. The Shlishi Shal Trume, Pasel Trume. Ein Eidin, so should Zichre have the Chumres of a Mechusa Kippurim. So, if the Mechusa Kippurim passes Kodesh, ain't it in Sheyasa Revi'i beKodesh. Before we go further, we shouldn't get too complicated, we shouldn't get mixed up. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Va'oma Rove loy Rabbi Yossi, the Lekamo, Rabbi Yossi further, the Dorish Kalvo Choyme me Mechusa Kippurim, this Rabbi Yossi, that learned out a Revi'i beKodesh from a Mechusa Kippurim, He does not sover like Rabbi Kiva. He does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. She is sheni oisa shlishi bechula. That a sheni makes a shlishi bechula. The loy Rabbi Kiva sover like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva does not hold what Rabbi Yossi says. But my the maisi lekamon revi bekoidish mikal bochaimim memechusa kaput. So Al Kaponim, we learned enough about. We know that Rabbi Yossi learned out a Revi Bekoidish from a Kal Vachomer from a Mechusa Kippurim. He cannot hold like Rabbi Kiva that Chulin goes to a Shlishi. The Cheshbon we'll see later. And Rabbi Kiva that holds that Chulin goes to a Shlishi, he cannot hold of this Kal Vachomer of Mechusa Kippurim that Kodesh goes to a Revi. Umilse de Rove Pirshu Ravashim Rav Kahana Lekamon Besom. We'll see later why it is that way, why Rabbi Kiva can hold like Rabbi Yossi, and why Rabbi Yossi can hold like Rabbi Kiva. But now, let us speak out the problem. The Kiva and the Isla Rabbi Yossi, Mashkin Metamim Acherim Deraise. If Rabbi Yossi holds Mashkin Metamim Acherim Deraise, Loi Mashkech Raya, the only way we can prove that Mashkin Metamim Acherim Deraise, Elo Miyitmo, the only way you can prove it says Yitmo, b'chol mashkin ashe yishosa b'chol kli Yitmo, the dorish Yitame. Now, if he darshins Yitame, so memela, so let's learn Ivrit. So it says that the sheretz was metame the keli, so the keli became a rishin. The rishin was metame the mashkin became a sheni, and it says Yitmo Yitame, so there's a shlishi b'chulin. So al-kochach is l'sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. So then he has to hold that shlishi, the sheni is a shlishi b'chulon. The bein yitma doichlam, and yitma damashkan a sheni ksibit. The yitma is written by a sheni. So Memela, so that is the Gemara's kasha. If Rabbi Yossi holds Mashkin is Metame Oichlin, so he has to darshan Yitame. And if he darshans Yitame, he has to hold as a Shlishi Bechulin like Rabbi Kiva. And Rove said, Rabbi Yossi cannot hold as a Shlishi Bechulin. So he has a big dilemma over here. So the Gemara answers, Beshitis Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omo. Lohoda Oma, that what Rabbi Yossi had said, Tumis Mashkin Latami Acherim Dereise, that Mashkin Kimetam Acherim Dereise, Mi Boilai Le Midrash, and you have to Darshan Yitmo Yitame, Alibe de Rabbi Kiva Omer. He said, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Dorish like Rabbi Oichlem, we know Rabbi Kiva Darshan Destroshe Yitmo Yitame Le Gabi Oichlem, Vekoma Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, oh, you'll be Dorish Rabbi Kiva Yitmo Yitame. Islay, so Rabbi Kiva will also hold the Mashkin Metame Acherim Dereis. Rabbi Yossi, let's speak like to Miss Mashkin Metame Acherim Dereis. Lay Dorish Yitmo Yitame. And he doesn't Darshan Yitmo Yitame. So the Gemara says further, Bishleim, let's see Rashi further. Bishleim, Rabbi Yossi, Leisobo, Loki, Rabbi Kiva, Deshen Yossi, Shlishi, Bechulin, Desanyem. Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Minayin, Lervi, Bekoidish, Sheposel. Rabbi Yossi said, how do we know that Koidish goes to Lervi? Vedinu, Ma, Mechusa, Kippurim, Shemutar, Betruma. Now, how do we know that a mechusa kippurim is muta betrume? Is it Rashi? Kidiofinim biyavom is perik ha'oru mikroi. We learn that from psukim. Toval va'olo atvul yoim oichul b'maiser is permitted to eat maiser isha. Heriv shimshoi after heriv shemesh oistvul yoim oichul betrume. Kedersivu vo'a shemesh v'toer v'achol yoich min ha'kadoshim. And that is going on Trumah. The Gemara says that after Erev Shemesh, he's permitted to eat Trumah. But also Bekoidish. But if this person is a Machusa Kippurim, he's also Bekoidish. Kediyalef, Hosam, Vechiper, Oleo, Hakoyin, Vitoherom. It seems there's another Tahare, Michlal Shitmeya Darshav. So that's speaking about Lagabi Koidish. A mechusa kippurim is also bekoidish. So madoch a mechusa kippurim, that is muta betrum, is also bekoidish, or poisel as a koidish. Shlishi, sheposel betrume. Now how do we know that a shlishi is posel betrume? So, le rabbonon de pligia de Rabbi Kiva. Now we're going according to the rabbonon who do not tarshen yitmo yitame. Because we're saying that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We don't know why, but he does hold like Rabbi Kiva. So how do you know that a shlishi is possible betrume? V'navke lom bekal v'choymer mitvul yoim. We learn out that a sheni will passel trume, a kal v'choymer mitvul yoim. Umat vul yoim demuter bechulen, umaisarishen. Also betrume, madachat vul yoim is also betrume, vo shemesh v'toiret says, sheini sheposel bechulen, a sheini that is posel bechulen, that's for sure. That's the yitvo, ein edin sheyase shlishi betrume. So a sheini is zicher, has the chaymer of a tvul yoim. Just like a tvul yoim, a pasos trume, so what in a sheini pasos trume? So Memele, now we know that Trume goes to a Shlishi. So Memele, and now we're saying, so it's Obekoidish Dinu Shiyasa Baravi. So now I say, that Madach HaMechusa Kippurim that is Mutar Betrume, HaMechusa Kippurim that is Mutar Betrume is also, Machusa Kippurim that is muta betrume is also bekoidish, lishi sheposo betrume nidin, she also bekoidish. Bekoidish dinu she yasa bo revi, mikal vachoyim mi machusa kippurim. So the while we have the kal vachoyim from Rabbi Yossi, we have the kal vachoyim of Rabbi Yossi that a shlishi can make a revi bekoidish, because a shlishi is posel betrume, a mechusa kippurim is mutar betrume. So we learn out, so if a mechusa kippurim passels koidish, is avad gevis, a shlishi should passel koidish. the while, we hear that Rabbi Yossi had said that a shlishi is bekoyach to passel, to make a revi bekoydish, a kal v'chayme from mechusa kippur. Belomadnu shlishi bekoydish min ha-toyre, revi mikal v'chayme. This is still a continuation of Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, a shlishi bakoidish, I don't need a kal v'chomer. A shlishi bakoidish, I can learn from a posik in the Torah. Why he has to say this, we'll see in Rashi. Urevi bakoidish, I learn mi kal v'chomer. That's the previous kal v'chomer we just said. Let's just go a little further. Shlishi min ha-Torah, how do we know a shlishi bakoidish min ha-Torah? Tachsiv, ha-bosor, ha-sheyiga, b'chol, tomei, lo yeyochel. The pasuk says that basar kodesh, which will touch anything, which is tamei lo yeyochel, mi lo yaskin in the naga b'sheni. So we heard in the Torah that a sheni is called tamei. The pasuk says, "Eisus b'chaloichal ashe yeyochel ashe yovel of mayim yitma." Speaking about a sheni, Sheretz is an av, the keli is a rishin, and the oichel is a sheni. And it says, "Abasar shiga b'chol tamei lo yeyochel." So Memele, so from that we see that if Kodesh will touch a Sheni, it will become Tomei. So we know already a Shlishi b'Kodesh. And Revi, Mikal b'Chomer, Kidom Rinam. And a Revi, we know a Kal b'Chomer. Madach a Shlishi is possible, but Tchum, Avad the Givis, to make a Revi, b'Kodesh, a Kal b'Chomer, from Mechus HaKippur. Let us see Rashi. V'lomadnu Shlishi b'Kodesh min HaTorah. So Rashi says, we learn our Shlishi Bakoidish Minatoire, to Loitemo. So Rashi says, why is this shtickle necessary? We just put a Kal v'chomer, beautiful Kal v'chomer. Madach HaMechusa Kippurim Pasels makes a Rabbi Bakoidish, Pasels Koidish, Avada gives a Shlishi should Pasel Koidish. So Rashi, to Loitemo Dayoi Lovi Minadin Liyes Kenot. Matrume oise shlishi vesuloi. How are we learning out what is the makayah that a shlishi should passel kodesh? Because in trume we see a shlishi is more chomo than a mechusa kippurim. That's how the Kal v'chomer works. Just like we see in trume that a shlishi is more chomo than a mechusa kippurim. So memele, So therefore, in Kodesh, the Shlishi should have the Chumas of a Mechusa Kippurim. And if the Mechusa Kippurim makes his Pasels Kodesh, then the Shlishi should also Pasel Kodesh. So the whole Mekoyer, that a Shlishi is more Chomel than Mechusa Kippurim, we see in Trumah. So l'cheir, we should say, "Dai bleiteme daya ilovim in adin liyes kenot." Matrume oise shlishi v'suloi. This shlishi of trume does not go further. This shlishi it stops over there. Amzeh kodesh as shlishi v'suloi. So let's say the same thing. That means that is true. That the whole chaymer, the kodesh cannot have a greater chaymer than the shlishi had in trume. And just like the shlishi had in trume, it stopped there. It was a poisel betrume. Sabad givis will be a poisel bekodesh, but that's it. It won't go further. Vesulai. So that, Rabbi Yossi said, the mishum shlishi le itzach long kal v'chayma. To tell me that a shlishi is a poisel bekodesh, I don't need a kal v'chayma. The minatayr lamad no shlishi. The pasuk says, "Abosar asheyiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel." So I know already that there's a shlishi is a poisel by kodesh, and I have a kal v'chomer. V'chiyosi kal v'chomer l'revihu diyosa. V'kaim lom b'bo b'kama perik sheni de'eched de'mifrach kal v'chomer lo yamrin and daya. Now that what Rashi says before we go into the lomdos of Rashi, that what Rashi says, "Eched de'mifrach kal v'chomer lo yamrin and dayoi." That is the Machlokes Rab Talfon and the Chachamim and Bobe Kameh, and we got, don't paskin like Rab Talfon, we paskin like the Chachamim. So this, the Kaim along the Bobe Kameh is a very, if Rashi say Rab Yossi also like Rab Talfon, the Mela. If the kind one baba kama, so the reshaysev is meiridis, what we don't pass him, he's meiridis and Rashi, what Rashi is the kind one baba kama. About Al Kaponim, this is Shitas Raptarfen. Raptarfen says, let us just speak a few minutes about the Inyan of Dayoi. The Mekoyer that we say Dayoi and a Kal V'chomer is from the Torah. Bavia Yorek Yorek Befoneh Lo Yisikolim Shivas Yomim. It's Kal V'chomer L'shchine Abo Oso Yoyim. That means the Inyan of Achlome, the Inyan of Nidui, we learn how to Kal V'chomer from Avia. Avia this year is 7 days. Shchine is much greater than Aviyah, so it should be more than 7 days, 14 days. But since the whole Inyan is Nilmat from Aviyah, the whole Inyan of Yorik Yorik Pavanel Lesi Kolam is by Aviyah, so it cannot have a greater Chayma than Aviyah. So therefore, so Miriam was in Nidhi for 7 days. That's the Makir of Dayu. So Abtafen says that this Gzeres HaKosov of Dayoi, that means even the Svar is Machayev more, because it's more Chama, so it should be more. But you, this Gzeres HaKosov of Dayoi, that the Dovo HaLomed can, even though in Yesoid it's more Chama than the Malamed, can only have the Chumras of the Malamed and not more. That is only if the whole Limud is from the Malamed. That means the Haloisi Kolaim, without knowing the Din of Avi, I wouldn't know at all. So the Kal V'chomer is telling me that there's Achlome Al Kaponim. Without the Kal V'chomer, I wouldn't know that either. Now, the Kal V'chomer wants to tell me more also, that the Shir Achlome is greater than the Melameh. That I say no, Bayer. The Kal V'chomer will tell me Al Kaponim that there is, the Kal V'chomer is teaching me something. But if by saying Dayoi, the Kal V'chomer is not teaching me anything, because this halacha I would know side by side, and I have a mid of a Kal V'chomer that this is more chomer than this, so then we don't say Dayoi. Which is not the case by Miriam, because by Miriam without the Kal V'chomer would know anything. So there the Kal V'chomer is telling me Al Kaponim there is Achlome. Then on the Shir Achlome I say Dayoi. But over here, without this Kal V'chomer, I know that Kodesh is the Din Shlishi by Kodesh. I have a Pasuk, Bosa Shiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yeyochel. So that Pasuk is speaking about a Shlishi by Kodesh. Now I have a Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer is telling me, if you're gonna say Dayoi, and you're gonna say that after the Kal V'chomer, by Kodesh is only a Shlishi Dumya de Trume, so then I don't need the Kal V'chomer. And I have a Kal V'chomer. So that is the Yesod of Raptafen, Heichet de Mifrech Kal V'chomer Lo Yemrin and Dayu. So Memele, so since a Shlishi I know without the Kal V'chomer, then I'm permitted to learn from the Kal V'chomer more than the Malamed. That means even though the Chomer of Shlishi over Mechusa Kippurim I see by Trume, and by Trume the Chomer is not a Chomer of going to a Revi, Afal Pikein, by Kodesh will go to a Revi. So that's why Rabbi Yossi had to say that a Shlishi by Kodesh I know side by side, and then I can learn out from the Kal V'chomer a Revi. Look, Rashi Vait. Bechol tomei miloi mashmenami dinoga besheini. The Pasuk says, Apostle Yiga Bechol tomei is speaking about that it touched a sheini. The sheini nikra tomei. The kol asher besoicha yitma. It says in the Pasuk, kol asher besoicha yitma. Bahashter. The shamine leila rabbi yoisi bishlishi letrume veloi revi. Now we see that Rabbi Yossi says that Trume goes to a Shlishi, to Revi leKodesh, veloy Chamishi, and Kodesh goes to Revi. Al Kolchoch Lesle, he does not hold like Rabbi Kiva that Sheini Oisa Shlishi Bechulin. So he cannot hold that Chulin goes to a Shlishi. V'loy dorish yitmo yitame. He doesn't darshin yitmo yitame. Now, where do we see this? The E. Now Rashi is going to say, explain what the Rav the Gemara is. The Islay, if Rabbi Yossi would hold that Chulin goes to a Shlishi, so then, Laisi l'rivi betrume bekarvochayma mitful yoy. That means, just like Rashi had said before, we learn out a shlishi betrume, a kalvachayme mitful yoyim. Madach atful yoyim, that's muta bechulin, is poysel as a trume. Sheini she poysel as a chulin, avadi gevis, it should be poysel as a trume. But now, if we say that chulin goes to la shlishi, so now we can make the kalvachayme as follows. So madach atful yoyim, that is muta bechulin, is poysel as a trume. Shlishi, that passels chulin, avad gevis, it should passel trume, make it a revi. That, we have this kabochim, amat vul yoim shemuta bechulin, passel betrume, shlishi shepassel bechulin, and then she asks a revi betrume. Vidayoi lekalameima, you can't say die of here also, dimkein mifrich kabochim. To shlishi letrume, nafkelon mikro. A shlishi of trume I know without a kalvachayim. Ki yeche de nafkalon shlishi bechulin. It says yitmo yitame. So memele it says the shlishi is, the sheni is metame, anything and everything. It's awesome. So just like it's metame chulin, it's metame trume. So memele, so now if chulin goes to a shlishi, trume has to go to revi. Revi be kalvachayim. V'chamishi b'koidesh. And now, so if trume goes to a revi, so then I'll know, then I can make a kalvachayim mechusa kippurim from a revi. Ma'adach mechusa kippurim, that's muta betrume, is paisel as a koidesh. Revi, shepasel betrume. Avadig b'tzat pasel zan koidesh. Revi b'kalvachayim. Zavko shlishi b'chulim, revi b'kalvachayim. V'chamishi b'koidesh, b'kalvachayim mechusa kippurim. And if Rabbi Yossi said, this was Rav's Cheshbon, if Rabbi Yossi said that Kodesh goes to La Revi and Trume goes to La Shlishi, is a vade gevis, Rabbi Yossi is choylik on Rabbi Kiva. Ala vade lesle Rabbi Yossi, sheini oise shlishi bechulam. He doesn't know sheini oise shlishi bechulam. Let us learn a little further, so we'll have the whole cheshbon over here. So we see that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. That's not seen, of any kind of Gemara. The Isal Kedai Tachsovik Rabbi Kiva, the third line and a few tests. If Rabbi Yossi would hold like Rabbi Kiva, Nisni Nami Revi Betrume, so then Truma would go to Revi, Vachamishi Bekodesh. So since Rabbi Yossi only said that Kodesh goes to Al Revi, and Trume goes to Al Shlishi, so Al Kochach he holds Chulin only goes to Al Sheini, and that's not like Rabbi Kiva. Elo Rabbi Kiva loisovek Rabbi Yossi minolon. How do you know Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Rav has said one does not hold of the other. So what does mean Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Kiva does not hold of the Kalbochayim of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi made a Kalbochayim from Tful Yoyim. Rabbi Yossi made a Kalbochayim from Mechusa Kippurim. Rabbi Kiva does not hold of this Kalbochayim. Omalei, the Leilishtam etane velisni revi betrume vachamishi bekoidish name Rabbi Kiva. The name Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Kiva would hold the Kalbochayim of Rabbi Yossi, so we find some place in Shas that there's a Yid that says that Kodesh goes to Lachamishi and Trume goes to Lerevi. And that would be Rabbi Kiva. And since we don't find it, so Vaitois Rabbi Kiva does not hold the Kalvochoimer of Rabbi Yossi. So each one does not hold of the Limudim of the other. Now let us see Rashi. Elo Rabbi Akiva loisovelo Rabbi Yossi minolo. Dilma Rabbi Kiva is leinami Kalvochoimer de Rabbi Yossi. Umaiselei bahai Kalvochoimer revi betrume vachmishi bekoidish. Omar lei. So he told them, im isa de yesh chilkim bedover hazeh, that there are other people that hold that Kodesh goes to Al-Chamishi, v'chiloi lishtamit shum tana v'lisni. So why don't we find a tana that will say, revi betrume v'chaduchte, v'chitik shalach money, and when we'll ask, how does this tana know it? Neymar Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, we can go a step lower. Elevadai lesle Rabbi Kiva Kalbochaime de Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Kiva does not hold this Kalbochaime. Aye, what's wrong with his Kalbochaime? Rabbi Yosi is a beautiful Kalbochaime. Let's learn that a Shlishi, a Kalbochaime from Mechusa Kippurim, a Sheni, a Kalbochaime from Tzvul Yoy. Mishum Pilche de Deir Achen. The Gemkada Oma be Meseche Saite. Osid Deir Achen le Tair es a Shlishi betrume. The Deir Achen is going to say that Trume does not go to a Shlishi. Sha'al, how do we know that Trume goes to a Shlishi? Sha'al, nu metame noise be Kalbochaime mitzvul Yoyim kedam oron. That what? That ma dochat ful yoin. That is muta bechulin. Is poisel es a trume. Sheini. That is poisel es a chulin. Abadi gevir should be the poisel es a trume. So what are we saying in other words? We are saying in other words that a sheini is more chumul than a tful yoin. So therefore a sheini should have all the chumras that a tful yoin has. So the Deir Achen asked the Kashe, Malet Tvul Yoyim Shekein Ova Tume. Tvul Yoyim has a Choymer that it starts from an Ova Tume. That means that's a Metziyistik Choymer. It originated from an Ova Tume, or the Shem Tvul Yoyim could come from an Ova Tume. So Memele, so this, a sheni doesn't have. A sheni can never be an avatum. A sheni of Oichel and a Mashkin can never be an avatum. A tvul yoim can be an avatum. So a tvul yoim has a chayma that a sheni does not have. So therefore it could be because of that chayma, a tvul yoim passes trume. Masha ein kain, a sheni which does not have this chayma cannot pass trume. Hilkach le Rabbi Kiva. So therefore Rashi says, according to Rabbi Kiva Nami, the Islay Shlishi Bechulin, he holds that Chulin goes to a Shlishi, Aboloi Maisi Shumaila Tvei Litrume Bekalbochayme Mitfuyay. He does not hold that Trume is more Chomul than Chulin, but this Kalbochayme of Tvuyay, Mishum HaPilche. You cannot say that the Kalbochayme Madr Shlishi Paisles Achulin, the Madr Shlishi that's Paisles Achulin, so should make a Revi Betrume Kalbochayme from Tvul Yoyim. Mishum HaPilche, a Tvul Yoyim is more Chomer than a Shlishi. Ush, some Emelis, so Trume does not go to a Revi. And how do you know a Shlishi? Ush Shlishi, Bein Betrume, Bein Bechulin, Nafkalon Mikro Behedye. Shlishi I learn out from the same posik, the Dorish Yitmo Yitame. The posik is speaking about a sheni. This sheni is metame another thing. The other thing can be either chulin or trume. So a shlishi of trume I know from the posik. Urevi ba koidish nami. How do I know that koidish goes to revi according to Rabbi Kiva Nami? Mehaboso ashe yiga b'chol tome. If I know that chulin and trume can go to a shlishi, so a shlishi is called tome. So haboso ashe yiga b'chol tome. Milo yeskinen de noga b'shlishi. Tohol Rabbi Kiva hoyol v'dorish yitmo yitame. According to Rabbi Kiva, Ashkechen Shlishi deikri tome. So now I know that a Shlishi is called tome. Umashkaches lo, dosi koidish lidei revi. Oh, no, period. So now Rashi says that, Rabbi Kiva also holds that Truma only goes to a Shlishi. That you learn from the Pasuk Yitma Yitame. And koidish only goes to a revi. You learn a bosa asha yiga bechol tome. Bosa asha yiga b'chol tome is lo yeyoch. Umashkach aslo, now Rashi is going to explain another problem. How do we have a revi b'kodesh? Umashkach aslo da'osi kodesh l'dei revi, according to Rabbi Kiva, hochi. Sheretz timo keili, the sheretz touch the keili, v'habalei rishin. Ukli oichel, the kli touched an oichel, the oichel is a sheni. Ba oichel mashke, the oichel touched a mashke, which is a shlishi, u mashke oichel. Now this is all very good, the whole Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Tarshans yitmo yitame, Tumis Mashkin, the Reise. So Tumis Mashkin is a Reise, Dashens Yitmo Yitame. So Mamela, I have Sheretz Kli, Oichel Mashke Oichel. Vachamishi Bekoidish, Loimaisi Bekalvachaimim, Mikhusa Kippurim. He doesn't hold a Vachamishi. Ikele Mifrach, Mala Mikhusa Kippurim, Shekeno Vatume. So Mamela, now we understand Rabbi Kiva beautifully. Know his oifen alimut, and how he can get a revi bakoidish. So trashi umiboy lom, aber it's abachashaila. La rameya, verabeleze, da omru behedye, the mashkin ain't metamin dover acha minatay. They hold that a mashkin cannot be metame something minatay. It's only mekabutum, and it can't be metame. La biyasi namido kimna de leila isvirale. He also doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. He also thought a mashkin cannot be metamacher. Fact Rashi, Eichi mashkachas koidish bo lidei revi. So how can koidish bo lidei revi? Sheretz kli avarishen. Kli oichel avisheni. Va oichel mashke avishlishi. Haich yovi lidei revi. How are you going to get a revi if you hold that ein oichel metama oichel mikra mole dibarakoset ein oichel metama oichel? So how can you get a revi? The nirali so Rashi says buyim de kezach val kol chochle meshkaches lo elo midarabona, that the whole revi bakoidish is only a darabona. Veteida, so it comes out more modern heise. So this whole kalvachoyma of Rabbi Yosi made a kalvachoyma that kodesh goes l'revi from kalvachoyma mechusa kippurim is only to tell me a tumah d'rabbanan. Es be'emes in the kalvachoyma tells me that be'etzem pastoch a revi ba kodesh theoretically. L'maise, you can't have a revi b'kodesh. That's practically, you can't have a revi. Amid Rabboni, you can't have a revi b'kodesh. So the Kal Vachomer is telling me, as be'etzem past a revi b'kodesh, and amid Rabbonon, we have the practical life and how it can come about, because amid Rabbonon, mashke metam oichel. V'teida, now you tell me, it's a mu'im de kechidish, I'm telling you, that the whole revi b'kodesh only amid Rabbonon, the Tani lo gavi mailas tachayma b'kodesh. In Chagiga, it's written about the mailas of the chumra of kodesh. The kaimlo nosu the kol mit rabbonanino. Zemichomish mailas achoynesi. Vamahosam hay achoynes las ludrore the tuma de reise. Umemsech esoyte nami sugidish maite the rabbi yosi mit rabbonanoslo. So me maila, so it's not such a buyim de kechidish. Einachanami. Revi b'kodesh, according to Rabbi Yosi, is ad rabon. V'oichol shlishi l'Rabbi Yosi b'kodesh, a'ayvi past an oichol shlishi, t'kom alel v'lamadno shlishi b'kodesh min ha'toyre. Now here you can say dreidlach. Here it says klol, that in the posik it says that the kodesh goes to a shlishi. Hoyul vein mashke metam oichol, Hakochach mi oichel kiblo. Mashke can be metam an oichel, so the shein has to be an oichel. Besvira lei. So how the shein has to be an oichel. Can't be a keli. It can't be a mashke. So it has to be an oichel. And we have a shlishi min ha'toyre. Besvira lei tuma oise ki yoitze bo bekotshim. So he has to hold that by kochim to my seki yaitzeba. Period. So now lochayre it's muim dikmodne heiste. So if Rabbi Yosi holds that to my seki yaitzeba bekochim, so what was the problem all of a sudden by Revi bekodesh? Rashi just before Esther Kasha. How does he know Revi Bekoidish? And Rashi says the whole Revi Bekoidish is at the Rabbonon. Now Rashi says, but Shlisha Bekoidish is Ichad Ereis. So Rashi says he holds that by Koidish der Eichel Oise ki Yaitse bo. So, lachay de Kashef, I said, and then lachay de Privis Kashef, I'm saying, nishtah.